This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, we welcome Eno Saris onto the program on a Thursday. Always good chatting with him. And Woodsy, you said you've got a place you wanted to start with Eno.
Yeah, I want to know why the Saris family likes to torture themselves. I just saw his tweet because Eno is a runner. He's a runner. And I just saw Eno tweet out, this is unbelievable. Shout out to my mom, who's approaching 60 miles into a 125-mile race. Numbers I can't fathom, and is currently working her way up to Flagstaff from Sedona Valley. Keep it up. Mind you, Ben, she's running.
Yeah, I would be impressed if that was a car, like driving 125 miles.
Oh, mom's on a nice cruising speed of 65, heading out of Sedona up to Flagstaff in a car or a bicycle would be, I mean, 125-mile race is staggering. Like, your mother is running this race, Eno?
Yeah,
bro.
She joked that she's the only person in her age group. She's 74. So if she finishes,
she wins.
Yeah.
Now, I went to the gym twice in a row. I went on Tuesday and yesterday, and I woke up. I was like, oh, God, somebody kill me. I've been bitching about it all morning. That's truly, truly remarkable. Remarkable.
It's like the Cubs in the NL Central. If they finish, they win.
But she's invited me on some of these, and I'm like, no, that doesn't sound that much fun.
Is this something obviously she's been doing for a long time. This is nuts.
Not that long, but she's been hiking forever. She loves hiking. And as a German lady, she's brisk. You know, she keeps a brisk pace when we hike. And so it's, you know, this kind of running is actually somewhere just north of a brisk pace because, yes, it's 125 miles, but you do it over the course of like 4 days. And you do it at the pace of, 2 to 3 miles an hour.
I couldn't do it in 4 years.
How far would you get? Like, you start right now. You just run. You just have to go as far as you can. How far do you get?
That Chevron at the corner.
It's like two blocks. Okay.
That's amazing,
I think,
man.
I could have maybe done the first day that she did like 30 miles and it was downhill. But I would have, like, then I would have gone to sleep and woken up and been like you, been like,
forget it. That's incredible. Anymore.
And she got up and was like, okay, 90 more miles.
Oh, my God, man. That's truly remarkable. And knowing you, you're keeping all the stats on everything, and you're telling her, hey, you know, you got to increase your rate by this. Your Stuff Plus looks pretty good. But
No.
This is
like attrition. This is a war of attrition.
Yeah.
A little bit like the Central, like you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like the Central. Like,
just got to make it.
That's true. The West certainly is different, but I got to tell you, we talked to you a couple weeks ago when Ben was playing golf. We talked to you last week. We always ask about Dylan Cease. Man, he looked really, really good last night, man. And again, I think there's nothing to worry about with the little injury at the end. I guess it was just a forearm cramp, but seems like he unlocked something last night, and he looked like a different beast.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was in him. I do fantasy stuff too, and he's been like my number one buy low. One thing that I did like from him in that game was just a little bit more use of the curve. I think the change is kind of going away, maybe because of command issues or whatever. And I see that sinker peeking out. I think he threw one or two. I want more sinkers or cutters long term. But right now, he's so dominant with the fastball and slider. You know, I think that, you know, he's like a high velocity Jack Flaherty, you know, like, yeah. You know, fastball slider, sometimes curve, or, you know, there's another comp. It's kind of like a righty Blake Snell.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that kind of captures some of the.
We've had many, many, many a conversation about Blake Snell and how frustrating yeah. It can be to watch. And but no, he was electric last night. The top of the zone. I mean, of course, Bellinger hits that pitch out top of the zone or higher above the zone, and he had gotten Judge to swing and miss at that. And hey, man, sometimes they get you. You tip your hat, but he really was outstanding. You know, and he's a big part of this club, at least for this year, and any chance that the Padres have to compete in the West.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it was an up-and-down trip for them, and they've kind of been, you know, am I right to say they've been around 500 since their great start?
Yeah, they were 7-0. I think they're three games above 500 since then. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's fine. I mean, we all know that there was guys missing and they're coming back, and it was really nice to see Jackson Merrill hit that tater. So, you know, good to see Jackson back. And I think that Yu Darvish actually is fairly important for this team, because it's a little bit easier to, you know, maintain the pace that's needed in the West right now. If you kind of go four strong in the rotation and are figuring out the fifth spot rather than having to figure out a couple spots.
You know, you had a new piece in The Athletic yesterday, 10 early season MLB numbers that could be cause for alarm. And the Padres don't really figure as at least the feature of any of those numbers. But they did come up in your piece about the Texas Rangers, who are chasing more pitches out of the zone this year, almost 5%. Padres are third on that list. They're chasing more pitches out of the zone this year, which I found a little surprising.
I did too.
Because they're not a team that seems to be like swinging out of their shoes. They're not hitting for more power. In fact, their home runs are fairly modest so far this season. What does that tell you about a team that is chasing more than they were the year before?
They're a fairly aggressive team, slightly above the mean in terms of how much they swing. So there is a little something going on, because they're 28th in zone swing and they're first in outside of zone swing. It's not exactly what you want going on. And, you know, this kind of goes hand in hand with another number that I think without context would be kind of worrisome, which is that they're, 25th in pulling the ball in the air, and they're number one in putting the ball on the ground off of the field. But when I put this all together, I think this is just an extreme hitting for contact approach. And if you think about it, you know, if you're hitting for contact, you are, you know, putting balls in play to places that the other team doesn't really expect. And so sometimes I think they're probably taking balls that are outside the zone the other way, you know, hitting those on the ground the other way. And, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, they're doing so well that, like, you know, we don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
But they are making so much contact that you have to think that some of this is on purpose, you know. And you look at guys like Tatis in particular and you think, man, he really has cut down on his strikeouts. And this approach has seemingly been very good for him, because he has that natural power that he can still take one out, you know. But I do want to see Manny and Tatis and Merrill pull the ball in the air and add a power element to this whole thing. I think that's when they really get cooking.
I agree, and you know, it's funny, man, because the numbers really don't lie, but your eyes sometimes deceive you, and you watch this team on a daily basis like we do, and you think to yourself, man, they're not striking out a bunch, they're putting the ball in play, and then to come to find out they're in one of the top five teams in chasing, and they're up there with the Rangers, who had just had to hire a new hitting coach, the Nationals, who got some young players.
Building. Yeah.
You got the Blue Jays, which got some guys that swing and miss a bunch. And then you got the Marlins, and you're like, oh God, we're one of those. And it really is a bit of an eye opener, you know.
Yeah, it's not great. But it's hard to worry too much about it. I don't know. Like, in terms of, like, you know, single players that stand out on this, you know, I would have to say that they're all, like, within the range. Iglesias chases the most out of the regulars. Oscar Gonzalez chases a lot, but, like how important is that going to be in the long run?
That's a
good
point.
When they're fully healthy, like, how much, you know, time does he get? Brandon Lockridge chases a lot. So basically you're like, oh, like Yuli Gurriel, Brandon Lockridge, Oscar Gonzalez, and Jose Iglesias chase the most, and they've been playing a little bit more because of other reasons, you know, and you're going to replace them with guys like Merrill and, you know, other players.
Yep.
Yeah, and Arise, you know, who don't chase as much. Then
right,
you're like,
better.
Okay, so this is maybe like a short-term situation.
I feel better. We talked about this off the air this morning. I like Jose Iglesias. I think he's been a nice pickup. But I when I watch him play, I do wonder myself, how did he hit 300? And how in the world did that guy hit?
That hits more numbers than I think I've ever seen in my life.
You know, if the goal of baseball was to swing as hard as you can and to hit it 4 feet in front of home plate, he would be Ty Cobb. It's like it's staggering, and I mean middle in, and it's like bam right into the ground. It goes 3 feet. I'm like, oh my. How did he hit 300? I like the guy. I really, really do. And he's been a great fill-in. But how in the world did that cat hit 300? I keep waiting for like a, you know, a nice, beautiful, Manny. Defense is fine.
Vibes are through the roof, but.
That gapper into the right center field gap. And I keep waiting. And I'm like, no, that's another 4-footer. He's 2-for-4 with 2 nubs. It's crazy.
The answer is that he doesn't. He's not always like this extreme. Right now, he has a 76% ground ball rate.
Oh my God.
If he was qualified, he would be the leader. You know, Christian Yelich, noted ground ball wizard, has a 61 right now. That's a little bit higher than usual. So he's up there with the Bryce Turangs of the world, just putting the ball in play on the ground and trying to run it out. And you know, I think it's also a testament to just how volatile singles are.
Yeah.
You know, singles are impossible to model and to project. And so most models just kind of leave singles out and they say, oh, look, he makes a lot of contact. You know, we're going to give him a decent average. So supposedly he's supposed to hit 270 going forward.
You know, before you go, how telling at this point in the season, as you said, it's still early, but we're getting close to the quarter point of the season. Strength of schedule. The Padres are, you know, top, I think, 5 or 7. Strength of victory, they're near the top. Cubs are number 1. I mean, they've played a really tough schedule, but so have the Padres. Is that a very positive sign, or should I not make too much of that they're 10 games above 500, and they've really played a lot of winning teams so far?
Yeah, I mean, it says that, you know, the strength of schedule going forward is still going to be tough for them. I think part of that is just you got to play the Dodgers. You know? Yep. I think the team that has the hardest strength of schedule the rest of the way is the Rockies, who has to play the Padres, Giants, and Dodgers, and Diamondbacks. So, you know, it is just part of the schedule. Even as much as they balance the schedule, you know, you still play your divisional opponents the most. I think this is going to be a really exciting division. I think that there's a possibility 2 wild cards come out of it, which the NL East will have a lot to say in as well, because the Mets and Phillies are pretty good. So I think we're going to look up at the end of the season, and it's going to be the Cubs out of the Central, and there's going to be the Mets, Phillies, Braves, Dodgers, Giants, and Padres, and Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. All of those, you know, fighting for you know, 4 spots.
It's going to be a grind, man. It really is. It's going to be a grind. Well, always good information, you know. I immediately panicked when I saw your piece, and then I did remember, yes, we've had replacement-level players or below playing in about 4 to 5 slots pretty much every night, doing the best that they can, certainly. And again, for this team, I think for this team to be 10 games over 500 right now, you get some of those regulars back, get them locked in. Maybe things will turn around as far as chasing and things like that go. But I do feel better, and I was reminded of the Lockridges and the Gurriel, who's no longer here. But, that stuff comes into play, certainly, on those chases. And hopefully get everybody back healthy and everything starts clicking for the offense here, because that's been the thing that I think people are most concerned about. Bullpen's been great outside of two nights in New York, but starters are starting to round into form too. Yeah, things are okay here.
Yes, things look good. I want you, Darvish, back. He's such a good pitcher, and 100%. He's such a character too.
Going to be thrown in Arizona and up and down against live hitters today, according to Mike Schultz. So we're getting a little bit closer to seeing you, Darvish, back. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you.